guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. We're so excited to be back with you guys today for another episode.
Woo! I'm so excited. This episode's going to be all about spring break, which is coming up for us soon.
Getting very excited, getting in the spirit, talking about some of our favorite things for spring break.
Our essentials, where we're going, what our plans are. You know, maybe we'll talk about some of our favorite past spring breaks we've been on, where we're shopping for spring break, just kind of just how we're prepping, you know, workout. We're just
going to
kind of go off. I don't know. Someone talked about us doing a spring break episode. And for us, our spring break starts on, like, March 9th, I think. It's, like, that weekend. Yeah. March 9th to the 17th is, like, the full week.
So we have not, it's not this weekend, not the next weekend, but the following.
Crazy stuff.
It's pretty soon.
I know. Yeah. I'm so excited to just get some vitamin D, be in the sunshine. I'm just so excited.
Yeah, it will be a good time. Spring break's always fun, and it's kind of like a nice break up to the semester.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean? Like, divides it well.
Because I feel like after spring break, it's just like you have like a month, and then it's like exams.
Oh my gosh, stop.
Oh my gosh, sorry for you. That's like wild.
I'm stressed. Yeah, I know. I was like cleaning out my closet today because I'm graduating in a few months. Stop.
Okay, now I'm emotional.
But I was cleaning out my closet, and I was like, this is like for real. Like, I actually do need to clean it out because I'm moving out, and like not that I feel like I just moved into my house. It's not even like I'm moving out that soon, but it's just like decluttering is like actually essential for my life.
It's very important.
Yeah, it's crazy. So we're just moving along. Oh, and by the way, if you guys don't follow us on Instagram, you totally should. It's at Gals on the Go podcast, and tag us in your Instagram stories if you're listening.
We love that. Yeah, so much. It makes us so happy. Join the Facebook group. You just have to answer some questions and make sure to rate and review on iTunes. Give us 5 stars if you're feeling happy. And subscribe on wherever you're listening to us to.
Listening to us. New episodes every Wednesday.
Woo! And next week's episode is with a special guest, so that'll be really awesome.
Yeah, it'll be a good way to split things up.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds good in the mic.
I know. We can't get over our new mic. Let us know if you're in the secret Facebook group, like, start a thread. Do we like the mic? We're just really proud of the mic.
We are. Because we, like, listen to our old audio quality and then this one, and we're like, nah, you can't even compare the difference. Yeah. Yikes. This is a really, really good time.
Oh, for sure.
So should we get into the highs
and lowlights of the week,
because this is actually a real catch-up session here for us now, too, because I need to hear about Danielle's.
We haven't seen each other in a couple weeks. That would actually make sense, but a couple days for us is, like, 2 weeks.
Actually. So. Even though we stay, like, texting and every, like,
we actively stay texting, honestly.
Yeah, and Snapchatting.
You almost broke our streak the other day. I Snapchatted her 5 texts. Open. I'm like, dude, just respond.
Sometimes I, like, just don't even think about what you're saying. I'm just like, oh, Danielle. And then, like, I click through it. Oh, you know what I mean? You probably do that with your friends, too.
No, yeah. You're watching Game of Thrones, too, so gotta respect.
Oh, that's coming up. We've got a special mention for Game of Thrones.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even wait.
Oh, my gosh. So you kick it off with your highlight. Big weekend.
My highlight was visiting my best friend, Caitlin, at the University of Virginia. It was so fun. She came and visited me at UGA in the fall, and so then it was my turn to go visit her. It was seriously so much fun. I love going to visit other college campuses. I visited my friend at Auburn University before and DePaul University in Indiana, and it's always so cool seeing, like, different cultures and, like, they say things differently. So, like, date nights, like, sorority date nights, they call date functions, and they have so many different words, and it's just so interesting. And I stayed with Caitlin, and we hung around Charlottesville, and it was seriously so nice. Charlottesville is, like, a mini Athens, kind of. It's, like, so cute.
It seemed like you went to some really cool places.
They have such good food. They have these really cool juiceries.
Uh-huh.
And just, yeah.
Overall, good weekend?
Overall, great weekend. So much fun. I'm just so happy.
You got a lot done. So, when I visited my friends at college, like, they go to school in the north, like, we didn't really do much during the day. I feel like it was more of just, like, waiting for the nighttime to roll around, and I feel like you guys, like, did a lot. You, like, went to the spin class, and, like,
went to the spin studio. That was so fun. Really, really fun. I forgot about that, actually. Thank you for reminding me. We went to a really awesome spin class, and I have a lot of friends that go to UVA, so a ton of guy friends, honestly, so we, like, did stuff with them, and Caitlin's so sweet. She knows how much I love plans, so she, like, planned out the weekend. It was cute. There was, like, one day we just kind of, like, hung in bed all day, but, like, it was kind of nice to just catch up with her and, like, laugh and look at memes because we're weird. Like,
oh, my gosh. But she's going on your spring break with you, though, right?
No, that's my other friend. But the second half of spring break, when I go to Tampa, she's going to Tampa at the same time.
Okay, sweet.
We have the same spring break.
Okay. Yeah. For some reason, I thought that you guys were traveling together.
She was going to go to the Bahamas, but she's not now. Oh, spoiler alert.
Oh, that's spoiler
alert. We've already talked about it, so. But, yeah, that was my highlight. What about you?
Mine was probably in celebrating Galentine's Day. I literally celebrated Valentine's Day, which I think Valentine's Day is supposed to technically be the day before.
Yeah, apparently it's like a national holiday. I didn't realize that.
Well, the day after Valentine's Day is Singles Awareness Day. That's a confirmed thing.
Is that?
Yes. So okay. My favorite holiday, if you guys were wondering. So we celebrated with a little cheese board making and wine. I put it on my Instagram story highlights if you guys want to see what cheese we got. Because I love a good cheese plate. We really look forward to it like all day. We sitting in class, we're like, oh, cheese plate tonight, that'll be good. We just like invited over a bunch of our friends that like were around basically. Aww. And we just sat around and hung out. It was a great time. I just had a good weekend in general, just living up my college days while I still can. You know how it goes.
That's yeah. So nice.
Yeah. Aww. I feel like we're both just like doing well, just like things are,
you know what I mean? Things are good for both of us right now. Just life is good.
Thankful.
Very, very thankful. I like had so many tweets. Everyone's like, you good? I was just tweeting like, I love life. I'm so thankful, because when it's good, you want to reward it and you want to feel like my mom always says like, more of this, you know, like when things are good, like just keep like appreciating it.
I completely agree.
Rather than like complaining about like the little things and stuff.
It's like practicing gratitude essentially. I do some like gratitude journaling. I haven't been doing it as much lately, which is weird because I'm like even more thankful than ever, I feel like, lately. But I love to just do a little journaling, like making lists of what you're thankful for. Like it's so, especially if you have a bad day, that's really validating to be like, wow, I have so much to like.
For. That's honestly the best days to do it, when it's like the bad days and you're like, okay, but what am I so grateful for? Mm-hmm. What are the good things that happened today that I just kind of turned a blind eye on because I was thinking about this minor inconvenience?
Exactly. I kind of want to do it now though, because I'm like really like feeling the high energy thankfulness though. This way I could reflect on it.
If I'm having for
a
bad sure.
day, that would be a good time.
Because you had a bad day. Such a good song.
So lowlights.
Lowlights.
Here we go.
Here we go. Oh, my lowlight was, I don't really have a low this week, but I heard it's supposed to rain all week, and and for some reason the weather gets to me lately. If it's raining, it like puts me in a bad mood. Today it was beautiful. I was just walking around on campus. The birds were chirping. The sun was shining. And I just don't know how it's supposed to be super cloudy and rainy tomorrow, but that's like my future low.
Someone said it's supposed to rain. I don't know how factual this is until like March 1st. Like it's literally just supposed to, like if you look at the weather app and like scroll, it's just like progressive rain. So
that makes me so happy.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
But we can make that into a high by thinking, oh, you know, cozy movie days in.
That's love that, but then when I the days that I actually do have to be productive, for some reason, like if it's gloomy outside, I'm like, I just want to stay in bed all day. You know?
I agree.
Yeah.
I wish it thundered here. That sounds really weird, but I love the sound.
You have that at home, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize it wasn't a thing everywhere. I guess maybe sometimes.
It's in the summer at home for me, at least.
Like the sound of the thunders after you came in from the beach and you're eating your PB&J and you're all suntanned.
That's such a Florida moment right
there.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Love it.
Well, yeah, besides the rain, my lowlight. So this is a little TMI, I've talked about it before, but I decided to go off of birth control in like October, and it's just providing a whole host of issues. Number one being my skin. My skin's just not great right now. And I've been doing a lot of research about coming off birth control, and that's obviously a thing because I went on birth control to help my skin, so naturally you go off of it. It's going to be the same thing. I've been getting forehead acne, which is what I got when I like originally went on birth control. That was like one of the primary factors for it. And just you know, period life honestly blows, I'm not going to lie. So I had a week like that where I was just like, you know, you feel like gross and bloated and bleh.
Bloated and bleh.
Yeah, that's like a mood.
That is a mood. That is I understand that completely. But you did a photo shoot yesterday.
I did.
And the photos look so cute. At least
Thank
the two
you.
That I saw.
Yeah, there's some definitely some good ones. And there was raining, so.
Are you happy you did it?
Yes. Danielle knows that I'm not very pushy.
She'll never be like, will you take a photo of me? Even though she looks so cute and we're like at Coachella or something.
Yeah.
She doesn't always think about it.
Well, you're
Which is like
sweet.
Good not to think about it.
Yeah. I try to like. It's not even living the moment. I just like feel annoying asking people. So, but I'm trying to get better about it though, because then I look back at trips and I'm like, wow, I have two photos from that entire trip. So
yeah, and then
let's
you get
new
get
profile that.
Photos. And
you're
stuff,
right.
And
you're right. You know, you always remind me to be better about the pics. I try to be better about the candid pics for my friends too. That's a very important thing for me. You know.
Yeah. No. It's
when
really
like your friends
fun.
Are like living their best life and you're like smile.
Yeah.
That's a fun thing.
They always appreciate that too.
But overall, I can't even complain. Like it's just. Yeah, you know how it is. A lot of girls probably relate to that.
Yeah, no, it's actually nice, not nice to hear that from me, like I do. I am sorry, but I, like, had a I had an appointment with my doctor over winter break, and I was saying how I kind of want to go off birth control just because I'm not a big person into medicine, and I really don't like it. My mom's not really into it either. And I told her, I was like, I really want to go off of it. Like, the reason I went on was because of Accutane, and you had to be on it. And she was like, I don't know if you're going to be happy with your skin if you go off of it. And I was like, I don't know if I believed her, but I guess.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a thing. I've seen a lot of people talk about it and stuff. Yeah. So, but I really don't want to go back on it now. And I.
No, yeah. Just let your body, like, kind of cleanse your system.
That's what, yeah. I think I'm just going to wait a little bit longer, and then we'll figure it out. And I don't need to be on it right now. So, yeah. YOLO.
There you go.
Yellow, yellow baby
swaggy.
Yeah.
I feel that. Current favorites.
Okay, this is where I'm giving Game of Thrones its shout out.
Oh, here we go.
you guys, it's been a real big problem. I'm on season 6. My roommates and I watch it all together. A few of them have already watched it, and then the rest of us are just watching it for the first time. And we just literally sit on the couch and binge. We use our Amazon Fire Stick, and we watch on HBO Go. And we get so mad when someone else gets ahead, because, like, we'll finish an episode, and then someone will, like, go in their room and, like, watch one more episode.
Oh,
but then, like,
gosh.
They're ahead. And it's a show where you have to watch every episode and actively pay attention. Like, I'll be on my phone for 2 seconds and be like, after a wine, that scene, like, watch it again. Because it's, like, that, like, you miss things or, like, little subtle clues and stuff like that. So, I really am enjoying it. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I remember last week we were on a conference call planning Coachella, and you're like, okay, we're done. Like, I have to go finish watching with my friends.
Yeah, because, and then I miss, like, the Red Wedding, which people who know, like, that's, like, the biggest scene of Game of Thrones of, like, all time. That's what I missed. But it's fine. Yeah.
You got to watch it.
Yeah, I watched on my own. Yeah. Okay. No, it's
the
all good.
Red Wedding.
I would recommend it. It's definitely very it's completely a graphic show. Like, I still turn my head, though, when it's, like, obscenely graphic, but it's the acting and just
turning your head like, ooh.
Yeah. But the acting and everything is just, like, incredible, and storylines and stuff, like, oh my god, it's a really good show. And I'm ready for season 8.
Oh my gosh, I love when shows have a ton of seasons and you like it, because it's, like, so much entertainment.
And it's, like, hours long, but we're flying through, so, yeah, no judgment, you know?
No judgment.
We sit on the couch and we just watch a lot of episodes.
No, it's fun, especially if you're doing it with your roommates. It's, like, fun.
It is fun.
To talk about, and, like,
love
that's
it.
So cute.
Yeah.
Well, mine's not a show, but this weekend in Charlottesville, they have an Urban Outfitters, kind of like how Athens has one, like, I don't know, there's, like, random Urban Outfitters in college towns, I feel. And it was really, really cold there. So I bought this, like, cream-colored beanie, and I wore it all weekend. It made me really happy.
I saw that you've been rocking the beanies there.
I've been into beanies.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be my February favorites video. I just like beanies, and they do genuinely keep your ears warm. I don't know how much longer I'll be able to wear them here in Athens. Like, definitely after spring break, it starts to warm up around here, but they're really cute either way, and I wore it to, like, the airport and stuff, and I felt, like, cool girl vibes, you know?
I feel like that's, like, your vibe right now. It's very, chill girl.
Chill girl, cool girl. So I'll have that beanie link down below if I can find on Urban. I just got it, but yeah, that would be
love that. So, okay, and kind of in lieu of the news article this week, we have been listening to everybody's feedback on the iTunes reviews, in the Facebook group and everything. We see you, we hear you. We're so happy that you guys are all on this amazing journey with us. We're personally still learning the balance between saying what we want to say and what we feel is appropriate to publicize, because I'm sure you guys know, you can't take back once you say something. You know what I mean?
You cannot.
Exactly.
People will hold you accountable.
Exactly. So we're just cruising along on this journey. And I'm sure, as you guys can imagine, Danielle and I have our opinions on politics, but sharing them, and particularly sharing them on Gals on the Go, is just something that is not going to happen. It's something that we're not going to do. So when we implemented, I guess, the news article, like, segment of the show, a lot of people, I think, got excited. They were like, oh, yay, politics, like, learning about, like, world news, something like that. But that's just honestly not what we're going to discuss in this podcast. I think it's very important. I think it's important to be knowledgeable about all that stuff, but we're just not simply going to be discussing
that. There's so many other podcasts that go so much more in depth, and, like, we could get one fact wrong, and, like, that's just something that we don't want to do.
Completely agree. So it is going to be fun and, like, pop culture-y, and, like, that's just what it's going to be at this moment. And I'm sure people are going to be like, you could still share the news, but we share our opinions on things. We don't really want to touch, like, too much into religion or politics, because why? You know what
why?
I mean? We don't have to. Let's keep it light and fun here.
We kind of just meant it more of, like, a current event pop culture situation.
Completely
That's kind
agree.
Of, like, just things we can kind of talk about. Nothing too crazy. Just something to kind of converse about.
Exactly. So we do have our opinions, but we're keeping them to ourselves because that's not the point of this podcast. But yes. I will say, though, this is not sponsored, but if you're looking for a good way to read about the news or stay in the know, if you're trying to get involved in something like that, check out The Skim. I've been reading that a lot
lately.
I'm
subscribed. Are you? I love it. Every morning when I get bored in class, I'll, like, read it.
Yeah. It's just, like, the top news stories explained in a super easy way.
They have a podcast, too, but they haven't posted in forever.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
It's called, like, Skimmed from the Couch or something.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I know.
Would be interested in checking that out. There's a ton of people who do, like, you know, do a lot of the news things on their podcasts, and I think that it's very beneficial, but ours will be light. So that was in lieu of the news article today. Not trying to get super, like, preachy or defensive or anything, but I think it's important to recognize that we see what everybody's saying.
Yes.
We feel you. Thank you. I tried my best there. Really appreciate it.
No, for sure.
And now it got so serious, and now we need to be fun again.
Woo! Spring break!
So we'll start off where we're going for spring break. Where are you going?
I am beyond excited for spring break. I'm going to Bahamas and specific Atlantis. So
are you gonna have, do you have all access to the, like, water park? Is that a thing?
I don't really know. We're staying, like, I don't really know. Atlantis is, like, huge from what yeah. I've never been. I just really just can't wait. I really don't know anything. I know they have, like, this nightclub there that's supposed Ooh. To be really fun called, like, Aura. And basically, me, Delaney, and our friend McKenna are going, us three. But then we're meeting up with my friend Reagan and, like, four or five of her friends that go to Auburn. And then my friend Ethan and 10 of his guy friends that go to SMU. So we're, like, all going together and staying in the same place and, like, hanging out the whole time. So I really just can't wait. And then we're doing that until Wednesday. And then Wednesday, I fly home to Tampa. And I'm going to be in Tampa the second half. So it'll be really nice because Tampa's so fun to be in during that time. It's going to be warm. And Caitlin will be home at that time. And I can, like, do my spin stuff and all that. So I'm excited to hang out with my parents, fam.
So what day do you go home?
Wednesday.
Oh, so you're there for,
I'm like, there 5 days? First half. Like, 5 days. And, oh my gosh, my little is going to Atlantis.
Shut up.
My little and her and a couple other friends.
That's so fun.
Freshman Katie's.
Oh, that's going. A blast. So, wow.
I'm so excited.
That'll be a really, really
good
time.
If any of you guys are going, let me know. We can meet up.
Well, I'm going, actually, it's so funny because Danielle and I are kind of on opposite schedules here then now.
Yeah, I know. So, it's kind of sad. Yeah.
So I'm actually leaving on, what day did you say you leave again?
We're leaving on Saturday morning for Atlantis.
Okay. I'm leaving on Friday morning, very early, to go at first to Tampa, actually. My mom works there. That's actually how Danielle and I kind of originally, like, met and everything. My mom did a lot of work there, and she kind of stopped doing work down there for a while for whatever reasons. But now she does some work down there again. So she'll be in, she
that.
Happens to be in Tampa during that time. And I was like, you know what? My spring break technically doesn't start until Monday. So I might as well go meet up with her and, like, stay at her hotel. And, like, I love going to work with my mom. I always will love going to work with my mom.
Because your mom has the freaking coolest job yeah. ever.
Yeah. So it's fun. And it will be a little weekend work sesh, hanging out. And then the second half, like I said, on Monday, I'm going to fly to Miami, where I'm going with a group of, like, 28 girls.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's an Airbnb, but it's, like, as far as I know, divided into, like, I don't know if it's rooms of four or, like, little condos
Villas
of four.
Villas, maybe, or something?
It's, like, a, okay. Yeah, it's, like, a big chunk of, like, almost, I think it's condos, basically. Like, it's, a, and, you know, it's however yeah. many units it is. Then we split into rooms of four, so.
I'd be so down to do Miami our senior year, because we'll all be of age. Uh-huh. Like, it'd just be weird to go to Miami, like, when you're not 21, I feel like. So that's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, we're staying in South Beach, and we don't really have many particular plans. I think there will be a lot of beach. A lot of the girls I am going with, like, are love the beach, and I'm not really a huge beach gal, but I'll make
I know,
it work.
Not either. Like, I like it, but not for, like, days on end.
Yeah, it's only because it's Monday and then we leave Friday.
Oh,
and then we're still playing with what we're doing on the way back. I didn't even book a flight yet, but we were considering maybe going to Savannah for St. Patrick's Day.
It's such a thing. Oh uh-huh. my god, I think some of my friends are going. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that is fun. I'm interested. I feel like it's my last year, like, do something fun. Not last year ever, but I'm probably not going to be
something
living
in Georgia.
Summer,
so yeah, that makes sense.
It would be fun to do that. So we're still playing with those ideas, but yeah, I'm so excited.
Also, shout out to Adina. Her birthday, what, was yesterday or 2 days ago?
Yesterday. Yeah,
yesterday,
yeah, yeah.
I wished her happy birthday.
She said she texted me. She's like, Danielle texted me, right?
Aww,
did you text her?
Yeah, I did. And, well, it was cute because, and then my mom posted on her Facebook and mom, like, tagged us.
I did.
It was like,
that.
I love our girls together.
It was like, happy birthday to, like, my other YouTube mom or something. It was so cute. Yeah, I love
I just love their moms. I love our moms.
I know, they're
the best.
So great. So So spring break, all good vibes here.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I wish we were at Tampa at the same time, but you can, like, leave me a little note somewhere and I'll go find it.
Oh my gosh. Well, you always give me your recommendations of, like, where to go and stuff, so you'll have to continue with that.
Oh, of course I will continue with that. It'll be so much fun. You and your mom could go to the new Tampa Dry Bar.
Ooh.
If you are feeling a blowout before your trip to Miami, you could, like, get a little blowout, you know?
I'm honestly excited, too, because I'm going to get, like, a little pre-tan, almost. You know
what I mean?
Because I'll actually be able to, like, tan it.
Well, that's a good segue into our next thing about how we're prepping for spring break. I think I asked you this question already, but are you going to, like, self-tan, spray tan, or are you going to, like, try and tan before spring break?
I always go for the self-tan. I do. I'm probably going to have to bring a little touch-up with me, but actually that would probably work out pretty well, because then I could do it in Tampa. And then, but for you, because you'll be, like, really on the go.
I don't know. I was talking to my friends about, like,
I have to be tan.
I know. Like, I don't want to get there and just be, like, super pale and just, like, not feel confident. Like, because I'm only there the first half. So I feel like, if anything, I'll get a spray tan. Then by the time it wears off, I can actually tan in Tampa.
Agree. Yeah, that's a great plan.
Because, like, I just can't. I don't know how much we're actually going to be laying by the pool. If we're going to be, like, walking around, adventuring, exploring.
Water park. Yeah. Water park. I freaking love the Atlantis Water Park.
Wait, you've been?
So we didn't stay at the resort, but we, like, went to the. We did, like, a day pass because we did a cruise. Not this past
week. Oh my gosh, I didn't know you've been. I've never been.
Yeah, but literally just for the water park. And it was so fun.
Was it?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, there's, like, one that you go underneath and it's, like, a tunnel and there's, like,
sea animals, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love that.
Yeah, you're going to like it. It will be a really, really good time. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to self-tan. I just feel more confident when I'm tan, especially in a bathing suit. It's already hard enough for me, so.
No, I know. Yes. It just makes everything look a lot better, tones you up.
And love if it that. Makes you feel better, then yeah.
No, for sure.
And we're about 3 weeks away, so how are you
working out?
Getting it together.
Well, last night I sat down. I think I'm booked for, is that 3 or 4 Orange Theories this week? I think 4. But one of them's subject to change. Because I don't know, but yeah, I'm sure you're doing Orange Theory as well, lots of that, and I also do dance on Wednesdays. I'm trying to watch what I eat. I ate like crap this weekend. Truly.
When you travel like that, it's when you visit another kind of it's hard. Yeah,
because she wanted to take me to all the good places, like the biscuit place, the chicken plate. You know?
Yeah. No, I get that.
It was really tasty though. But I think you were the one that told me this, like. You know, if you're going to eat bad, it's going to be on the weekends, and on the week you try to be more
we were texting about it, because you were like, I feel like garbage or whatever, and I was like, but it was the weekend, and then during the week you get back at it, and then...
Yeah, I had oatmeal, I'm drinking a green juice right now, like, really trying to revive myself.
I love to hear it.
So, what about you? Do you have anything specific you do right before spring break?
Nothing really particular. I do try to, like, amp up the working out, and I'm definitely way more motivated to work out, because, like, you have a set goal in mind, you know, you're like,
sure.
I'm going to be showing a lot more of my body, like, right now I'm wearing a hoodie and leggings, and I definitely will be wearing less clothes than this.
I know, the thought of a bathing suit is just not ideal right now, but it'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm struggling with the eating train, too. I work out, last week I think I worked out, I worked out 5 times. Like, I just have
Oh my gosh, Brooke, that's awesome.
Because a lot, on, like, off days from Orange Theory, I've been going to the Crunch and just working out. Yeah.
Oh yeah, look at you.
Yeah, I'm just really motivated right now, and I love to act off of the motivation that I have, because
might as well
use it. I completely agree. And I have the time for it, clearly, because my class load is not that serious, so a lot of exercise, and the eating is definitely not the best. I need to get that under control.
I really let myself go this weekend.
It's so much easier when you do it with people, so I'm trying to encourage my roommates to do it with me. I'm like, let's get on, like, an eating schedule together, where it's like we cook dinner together, because then it if you're all making separate things, then you're like, that, at least for me, I'm like, oh, I just want to make something quick, like, I'm just gonna make whatever the heck it is.
No, I know, it's
fast.
Always quick.
So I need to allow my, and I have time. Like, I don't know why I act like I have no time.
No, I know.
So it's just out of convenience versus, like, giving myself that extra little boost.
No, I know. Not even sponsored, but I'm waiting for my next HelloFresh, because those really keep me on my grind.
That's good. Yeah, because then you have stuff just in the fridge to kind of go. I did do that Kroger order delivery thing, though, and I was a fan. I was a fan.
Isn't it awesome you just stay in your car and they just put stuff in there? Like, it's awesome.
It's so nice.
It's
great. Your first 3, I think, are free.
Oh, is that what it is? So you do get charged?
Yeah.
Oh.
After a certain point.
Okay, I haven't noticed anything crazy.
Yeah, I don't really know. All I know is that it says, it's like, I got an email that was like, you have 2 free left, like, use them or something.
I think I've only done, like, I don't really know. Maybe I've done 4, I don't really know. But basically what we're talking about is Kroger, it's like our grocery store, and you can, like, add to cart, and they just bring it to your car.
You just order it online, which is kind of nice, because for me, shopping in a grocery store, any grocery store pretty much besides Trader Joe's, I get very overwhelmed because it's huge and you're like, you want to, you know, do the perimeter because everyone says do the perimeter of the grocery store, but then you get like overwhelmed and you're like, oh,
I go in the middle for sure.
Yeah, exactly. But this way, if someone says like, hey, you should get, I don't know, like I always get take food recommendations from other people and you could just quickly type it in the search bar and it's nice and convenient.
It is really nice. You just pop it in, add to cart.
Definitely worth checking it out, especially it's free, so.
I know. I need to learn some new healthy dinner / lunch ideas. I like making a big dinner and then having leftovers to eat it for lunch the next day. It's kind of like what I've been trying to do. Like, and then always on Monday nights I eat at KD, but I don't really love the dinner tonight.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
It's like tomato basil soup and baked potato.
Yeah, not my fave. I feel you. I need like heavy protein. Yeah.
I need some heavy protein. Maybe I'll get a Maple.
Mm. Ooh, yum. That's like a little like a self-servey place we have here. It's so good.
It's like you pick your base, your vegetable, stuff like that.
It's on Uber Eats and it's quite dangerous,
Is it on Uber Eats now? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. I was doing Bulldog Food.
Oof. No, it's dangerous.
Oh, it's no, dangerous Brooke, game. You just got me in a hole.
Sorry.
Oh, well.
Happens to us. So, I honestly, I noticed you put this on the doc, Danielle, about like shopping for bikinis and spring break clothes. And I will say, for me in particular, I have never been a big bathing suit gal. Maybe it's because of, like...
No, I don't even enjoy shopping for them.
It's probably, for me, I'm not speaking for you, due to lack of, like, confidence in a bathing suit. Uh-huh. Yeah, so, like, self-imagey stuff. I never got into them, because there's always, like, you know the girls that, like, love bathing suits, and their bathing suit collection's, like, insane.
I know, like, it's like, what the heck? They get these, like, $100, like, L Space, and, like, all these cool bathing suits.
And they're, like, bathing suity girl. Like, I don't even know. Like, I have, like, 3 on rotation that I wear.
Yeah.
But I will say, the lovely gals in the Gals in the Go Facebook group, like, changed my life by alerting me of this place called Monday Swimwear.
Yeah, that's, what's-her-face's brand.
Tasha. Is that her name? Oakley?
Tasha Oakley.
Yeah.
Whatever her name is. Yeah.
Yeah. I did not know about this before. It is a premium price for sure. I just bought, like, 2 bathing suits, and it was a lot of money, I will say. It was a big, big splurge. I have never been a big bathing suit person. Every time I'm like, there's something wrong. This top, it's called the Clovely top, changed the game entirely for me. I, just for reference, I wear a size large. Like I said, have never been into bathing suits, but like I tried this one on and I like had to like walk out of my room, like show all my roommates. I was like, oh my God, I finally found a good bathing suit. Yay! So yes, definitely recommend, especially if you have a larger chest. But even if you don't, I think you could just, you know, wear one of the smaller sizes. But if you have a larger chest, this is the most flattering bathing suit you will ever try on. So
really?
Yeah, oh worth gosh, that... worth saving up for.
No, some things are just like, I love getting a good recommendation from people. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the best. Some things just you need to know the brand.
Completely agree. Big fan. Good. So definitely go and check that out if you are feeling it.
My new recent find was Amazon, actually.
No way.
My friend Courtney was telling me, she was like, no, I get all my bathing suits off of Amazon. And I was like, I don't really know about that one, dude. And she was like, no, look. And, you know, they have to be on Amazon Prime for me. But there's this brand called Sweaty Rocks. It sounds really weird. On Amazon. And I was telling her, I was like, I wish they still sold bathing suits in sets because I hate paying for like
the top and the bottom. Is this like a premium brand? I've never heard of this.
No,
brand.
It's not nice at all. Really. It was literally like $16 for a set. And I got this really cute leopard one. I tried it on yesterday and I like felt good in it.
No way.
Yeah.
So is it high waisted perchance?
It's not, but they do have high waisted. Okay. I got some that are still coming in the mail. But Sweaty Rocks is the brand on Amazon. Seriously, so impressed. And they actually sell like L Space if you're into that, or like other brands on Amazon, but sometimes it's cheaper.
I love Amazon.
So yeah, I'm just getting into the whole Amazon clothing of it all. Brooke's wearing an Amazon sweatshirt right now.
It was $15. It was like the best purchase of all time.
Oh my gosh. It's so cute. Yeah. She looks so cool. And she got it from what? Skinny Confidential gave you the idea, right?
Yeah.
She buys all this stuff.
I never would have ever pegged Amazon for clothing. I ordered just, they haven't come in yet, but just like a pair of like plain sweatpants, because I was like, I need a good pair.
Let me know. I need some sweatpants.
On Amazon, $15. I'm like, let's do it. Yeah.
Let's freaking get it.
Yeah. So I'll have to let you guys know if those work. Wow. I'm going to have to check that out.
Because
everyone always says like the Zoffel and the Shein and stuff like that. But I will say I've gotten a few good ones from there. but majority of them are duds, and then the return process is a nightmare. So no,
I like things to come in 2 days, fit great.
Yeah, I love that.
And Princess Polly has really cute bathing suits too. I got some recently. And Aerie, they have a buy really? One get one free right now. Like if you buy the top, you get like the bottoms free, vice versa.
No way.
And I love Aerie because on the website, I was on there today, like they have like plus size models and just like different body shapes.
Really?
Yeah, like not like they have the same, like they have different body types and like they show the bathing suit different, just like whatever they want.
Oh, I love that.
I love it. It's literally the coolest thing ever, and they all rock the bathing suits.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna have to check that out.
Yeah,
I like Princess Polly too for bathing suits. I've gotten a few good high-waisted ones from there. I do
They only have like high-waisted, I feel like, for the most part.
I do like the high-waisted trend. And then in terms of just like beach wear in general, do you have any favorite places that you like to...
I was on Free People's website yesterday. It's so expensive, though.
It is. I know you don't like spending money on clothes.
I don't like spending money on clothes. You're so right. I like spending money on, like, other things. But then I went on Forever 21, and I'm just, like, not happy with anything they have right now. So maybe I just need to spend money on clothes.
Yeah. I will agree with that, though. I find myself sometimes on Free People or, like, websites like that. I'm like, sweater for... $170, okay, no.
Like, it's so hard. I mean, I've done it sometimes. Don't even get me wrong. Like, I know people are going to attack me. Like, you just got this, blah, blah, blah. But I just, it's harder to do it for me. I can't. Like, I want to be able to go online and buy, like, 8 things from a website and it not cost $500. Like, I was on Verge Girl and they have so many cute things for spring break. But my total, I looked at my cart and it was, like, $498. Oh, they have, like, okay, remove that.
Yeah, they have really cute stuff, too. I love it.
Yeah.
All those Australian stores, just the sizing gets me. It's
so confusing.
It's so, it trips me up, and then I get stuff that's either way too big, way too small. I've gotten stuff that I'm like, oh, how could I ever fit into this, you know?
With Australian sizes, I'm usually, like, an 8 or a 10, but it's so hard to, like, tell.
It's
like,
so hard.
I don't know. I'm like, am I a 12? Like, it's, everything is just so different.
Completely agree. I also really like, I get all of my really good high-waisted shorts from this website called Shop Love Street. Oh, yeah. I've talked about them before, but I'm, oh my gosh, I need high-waisted shorts. I'll get into that in a little bit, but that is, like, my big thing over spring break, no matter where I'm spring breaking, like, that is, like, a go-to.
Wherever I'm spring breaking.
Yeah. Just because they're just, like, a go-to, like, conferencing for me, and graphic tees, too. Shop Love Street has some, like, just graphic tees from Urban, just, like, graphic tee and shorts, great spring break look, just a little casual beach vibe. I'm not really into, like, cover-ups these days. I'm more into, like, not an outfit, but like almost like a, yeah, like a big shirt or like shorts or something like over the bathing suit, because I don't know, I just don't wear cover-ups.
You don't often find me walking around in a straight up bathing suit. I'll either wear like high-waisted shorts or like a big flowy shirt. I got one cover-up from Princess Polly that's like cute and crochet, but
is
I have
it
to agree. Yeah,
sometimes I feel like they're a little matronly. Not like all.
No,
not
I definitely like think all of my mom them. When yeah. I think of a crochet knit.
Yeah, like, I think of my mom when I think of cover ups, and I'm like, nah, I love
mom. That's so true with their visor and.
Well, yeah,
my mom.
No, my mom wears hats and stuff. So
that is so matron. The word matron.
You know what I'm talking about, though. Where like I don't know. I just it's such been a while. Mom vibe, it's been like, a while since I've worn cover up and been like, yeah, like, I look good. Like I don't know about that.
Yeah, I look good.
Yeah, I had one that was like see through, which was kind of cool, but then it kind of defeats the whole purpose of it being a cover up because it's like you see there's nothing left. Yeah, like I don't know.
No room for mystery,
imagination. You know what I mean, though. Like I definitely.
Oh no!
I definitely like to stay like, yeah, stay a little covered up. Yeah,
yeah. I'm gonna go shopping around the boutiques in Athens maybe this weekend or something. Oh, cool. Because I'm sure they're getting their spring stuff in soon.
We popped into a few stores this week. I did not find anything. I was looking specifically for, like, whatever, like, this more casual outfit, and I did not find it, but they do have great spring things right now.
Yeah. Yes. But then we're going to New York at the end of March?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I guess it'll be, but it's probably still gonna be kind of chilly. Like, I don't really know. So it's like, I still have to buy sweaters and stuff or have winter wear.
Yeah, it will be probably a little, it might be like how it is today in Athens, like 50, 60.
That would be so ideal. Yeah.
That would be ideal. I don't really know, though, because New York's so unpredictable.
So it's kind of like Florida, honestly.
Because it could be really hot or,
yeah. Yeah, it's either really, really humid and bleh, or it's like cold.
I know. Yeah. My parents have said it's home. It's just been like one or the other. Yeah, like opposite extremes. It's like complete snow day or like just not snow day. Like warm. Yeah, basically. Hey guys, just popping in to talk about the sponsor of today's podcast, Chegg. Chegg is a leader in online study assistance. Whether you need textbook solutions or expert Q&A, there is no better tool to help you ace any class than Chegg Study.
And it's so awesome because it's affordably priced, so you can cancel the subscription at any point in time. A ton of our friends use it. It's super easy and very inexpensive.
You could also get help 24/7, so if you're covering some tough problems, you can simply use the Chegg Study app to snap a quick picture of problems not covered in your textbook and submit it instantly to Chegg's experts. How cool is that?
No, it's seriously so cool. I didn't know what Chegg was for a while, and everyone will always be talking about it, like, in the group me, like, does anyone have an account? Like, I think it's so cool, like, I want to learn more about it, and I never really knew what it was, and now I'm like, wow. Yeah.
I know particularly a lot of science majors are, like, obsessed with it, because
Chegg.
Yeah, I think that there's just, like, a lot of valuable resources on there. I have also particularly used Chegg, really like it, definitely helpful.
For $5 off your first month subscription, go to chegg.com/galsonthego and use promo code galsonthego. That's chegg.com/galsonthego and promo code galsonthego.
What about our spring break essentials? Any products? I see you have some written down.
I try to think of some things that I know for sure I'll be packing in my pool bag. I used to do videos on YouTube all the time. Do you remember?
Yes, like, I did them too.
What's in my beach bag?
Completely did them. That was like a big view hit. Like, people
loved that ish.
I would like fill it with dumb stuff that I wouldn't actually like.
Yeah, I'd be like, what would I put?
I'd be like, magazines. Like, when do I ever, like, I would literally never go to the beach and read. Like,
oh my God, I actually used to read magazines. Oh, you did? By the pool, okay. Not at the beach. Oh, I was such a magazine girl. No shame.
I've read magazines, but I was just like, I would just like put it in. Like, I'd be like, take the ones from like the kitchen or whatever.
No.
Like, bring this with me. Like, no, I freaking wasn't.
I'm gonna put this apple in there.
Yeah, like snacks and stuff. Or, oh my gosh, I was
my
so
monogram random. Towel. Ugh,
yeah, I'd be like, I'm bringing a change of clothes. Like, how does a beach bag fit that much stuff? Like, no, I don't really know. It's just like a Mary Poppins bag. I just like kept pulling stuff out.
That's
of it.
Like when Juicy Star 07 would post her beach bag. It's like, I have this cosmetic case for this. And then my
yes.
Toys. Like, she would just so organized. She was. So organized. Her room tour,
oh, she was
though.
An inspo.
Ugh.
An inspo to us all.
Blair
truly.
Fowler killing the game, yeah. Since 2009 or something.
It was so early. She crushed it though. My big essential, I'm gonna get on everybody, sunscreen. You gotta do it. I'm not kidding.
If my dad heard you say that, he'd be so happy. So good.
I'm a big proponent of it. I sometimes realistically, I guess it doesn't really happen on spring break, but then you burn and then you hate your life and you're putting yourself at risk. So just be smart. You know, in the beginning of the day when you wake up, slap some on SPF 30
no,
or whatever.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Or just do the spray, whatever works. Uh-huh. Like, because having a sunburn actually like affects your life.
And if you get it halfway through spring break, you're just not going to have a good time. Like,
you're not going to want to lay out with your friends. You're going to want to like wear a t-shirt and be drowning yourself in aloe.
And you still tan when you wear sunscreen. Like, I think people are like, I'm not going to get any color. It's like, okay, you don't have to wear like SPF 70. Like, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, I get good color when I use sunscreen. It like browns you.
Yeah, because it blocks, I don't know, it's blocking the harmful rays, but you're still getting color. Like, you know what I mean?
No,
so
it's
completely.
So
definitely big fan of that. We don't want any skin cancer around here. I'm a mom.
Yeah, well, Brooke covered the sunscreen. I'm definitely like body oil and like body lotion. That sounds really weird, but like I like when my legs look like shiny, you know?
Uh-huh.
Or even just what's it called? What's that stuff you spray on before you tan? That like tanning mist or what? Like banana boat.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah,
like I'm, oil.
Tanning oil, that's it.
Oh, okay.
It smells so good. I'll usually, what I'll do is I'll buy tanning oil that doesn't have any SPF in it and then put on sunscreen and then just put that on over.
That's smart.
Yeah, and it smells really good. It makes you look so good and so shiny.
Agree with that.
With the bum bum cream.
Oh,
love,
we love
that.
The bum bum cream.
Just like anything to
I
make
do
you
like
look
oils
glowy.
Too, you're right. Yeah, like a little like, where if you're like, you know, then when you're tan, like putting on like a nice like oil on your legs or I like anything. I use this Laura Geller body bronzer and like,
ooh.
I probably wouldn't use it unless I am tan because otherwise it would be too dark. But like yeah. When you're a little tan, you're stepping out, like dusting that on your collarbones.
Yes,
oh my God, that's fun.
Queen.
Yeah, big fan of that.
Ooh, I like that.
I love my high waisted shorts, like ooh. I said. Oh, we're just moving around a little
sorry,
bit.
Sorry, guys.
I love high waisted shorts because in my opinion that's just a confidence dresser for me because it like
sucks you right in
and I just don't have to wear like you could wear like a bathing suit top and high-waisted shorts and like run around and you don't feel like you're like too exposed in my opinion because I am not one for
sorry I'm just reading something you wrote for the future
and I also wear more inexpensive sunglasses and stuff. So, like I do love like Ray-Bans and everything, but every time I bring them to the beach they get sand in them or they get like crusty.
I've lost my sunglasses in the waves before. It was so sad watching those Ray-Bans go. One of my guy friends tried to get them for me because you can't see them reflecting. It's just
nah,
there it goes.
Yeah, big no. So I go for the more inexpensive sunglasses from like a Princess Polly or an Urban. Obviously, still take good care of them, but if you lose them, you're not gonna like cry about it and like die.
Yeah, because Urban is a really good place to get cheap sunglasses that are cute.
Yeah, I like the Princess Polly ones too because they're just in cool shapes. You know what I'm talking about? Oh my gosh, the ones that are like, those are more like if you're like taking pics and whatnot. Funky gal. Yeah, exactly. Urban is more like practical, like if you just want like a good pair of like aviators and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's so true. I do have to say, I have been loving my new Ray-Ban aviators. They're a new style. They're called the Blaze aviators.
I haven't seen them.
I'll have to show you them. I'm obsessed with them. They're like, they're not thick, but they're like, I have the dark green lens and they have like this big gold bar, but they're so cool and like, I don't know. But I wouldn't wear them if I'm like going in the ocean or something because I would lose them and I'd be very, very, very sad. But just for like laying by the pool, they're V cute. But I do like just some thicker framed, cheap sunglasses from like Princess Polly, Urban, or just like a boutique.
Definitely. Big essential. I love flip-flops. I'm kind of a fan of like saving money on flip-flops too because you could like throw them around or something. Not like that you want to get them lost, but I don't know, especially well for my spring break, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of people and just kind of not mayhem, but like everybody's stuff is going to be like mixed around. So big fan of cheap flip-flops, but these are not cheap flip-flops, but I love Havaianas flip-flops just in general. Oh my god,
they're very flattering on your feet.
They are.
They make your feet look very delicate.
They do, because they're like a nice like thin strap, so those are definitely not like super cheap, but they're a big spring break vibe.
Yeah, I have a pair of white slides from Forever 21. They were like $6 and I really like them. They give your like bathing suit and like your like beach outfit a very cool chic, I like vibe that. Yeah, so I really like those. But yeah, any sort of cheap shoes, because like if you go in the pool or something and you like throw your shoes off, like on the off chance they get lost or someone takes them, you won't be I can't speak today. I'm really losing it. Broken hearted.
You're good. And then for those of you who are of age, a little pro tip here is to pack Crystal Light or Mio, just to create like kind of some sort of like light lemonade situation. If you want to like mix it with vodka, like a drink, and you can make a little punch, and it's good.
Punch.
Yeah, because I just find with myself when I'm drinking like sugary mixed drinks all weekend, or I don't really drink beer, but like when people drink beer, you know, you get like pretty bloated and stuff. So just I try to like keep it a little light, and then I just feel better about myself. And
that's bloated, or what did you say?
Yeah, yeah. So that's a pro tip right there. Bring that with you.
There you go. I do actually love having cute totes for the pool.
Ooh, yeah.
That's I don't really have one, but I just love like straw bags and stuff. I think they're so cute. And CC cream, the cosmetic CC cream, I'm sure you could vouch for that.
Oh yeah, phenomenal.
So great. I'll be wearing that all spring break, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's nice because it gives you the coverage, but that has really good SPF in it too. So if you want to like put that on before your day out, sometimes if, you know, if I'm going to see everyone I know, I'm going to put on makeup before I go down
to
the pool or beach or whatever. Sometimes a little bit of bronzer goes a long way. Just a little bit of like a powder situation.
Yes, it really helps. Do you ever think about this? Like, am I going to get tan under my makeup?
I do think about that sometimes.
I think about it a lot. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm tanning with like a full face. Not full face, but like if you have CC cream on, I'm like, is it going through? Like, I really don't know. Let us know, guys, if you have any insight on that.
I do like the Isle of, oh my gosh, what are they called? Isle of Palms. Isle of something, there's self-tanning drops.
Oh my gosh, yes, my friend was showing me that.
So you could just bring those with you too if you want. I don't think that they're too expensive. I think they're around $20 if I'm correct. And those are really cool because you can just...
On Sephora, right?
Yeah.
And you could different colors.
Yes. You could just pack them in your bag or whatever. And if you know, before you go to bed, you can like self-tan your face or whatever. Or you can put a little bit in your moisturizer, put it all over your body too. Pretty cool. So it's just like a little travel hack.
Yeah. I often, if I am like actually tanning by the pool or something, like first of all, my eyes just are like hurting. Even if you have sunglasses on, like with the sun on your face, it's just not fun. So I'll often like either take a huge like straw hat. I'm definitely one of those. I wear hats. Or I'll take a baseball hat and just put it on my face because it's just too much. And you can fall asleep and then you wake up and you're a tan queen.
They're called, I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off. They're called Isle of Paradise. I thought they were
Isle of Paradise.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck are they called? I have the medium color for those of you who are wondering. And I really, really like them. So.
Yeah, I might have to get that because currently I have the Saint Tropez face mist and I think it made me break out really bad.
Ooh.
So.
Yeah, I always am careful with self-tan on the face.
Yeah, I just don't like it, but then I really hate when my face is really pale and my neck is so tan and you just don't feel like wearing makeup that day. Yikes.
100% agree. So, this is so cute that you wrote this. I think, Danielle, we wanted to chat a little bit about past spring break.
I just thought it cute.
No, I thought it would be fun because one of mine like kind of like ties into you. Did you
read that? Yeah. That's what I was smiling about. Oh my God. Completely forgot about this.
It was so fun. I didn't really do, maybe, it's definitely a northern thing that you don't really do like a big spring break in high school.
Okay, yeah. No, only our senior year we did.
Yeah. But when I talked to a bunch of my friends in college who went to school in Georgia and stuff, they, like, did spring break trips, like, with their families. But, like, the family would bring, like, the friends and stuff. Yeah, it was, like, a big thing, and you would stay at, like, a beach house or whatever. And we just never did that because we were big summer people, I guess. But the one spring break we did my senior year of high school, we went to Clearwater, which is...
Clearwater Beach! Yeah. That's what I was going to say. It's one of my favorite places to go.
You still go all the time, which I... Like, it's so cute. Because it's, like, not, like, crazy far from you, so...
No, and it's, like, touristy, but I don't mind it.
No, it's so fun. It's a really fun vibe, too, for spring break, because there's, like, a lot of people there and stuff. So we went my high school senior year, because we actually had a place there, because my mom worked in Tampa at the time, so she, like, had a place that she, like, stayed at, brought a bunch of my girlfriends, and then a bunch of my guy friends stayed at a hotel nearby. It was just, like, the perfect situation. And then Danielle, like, came and hung out with us.
I know!
It was so fun.
I know!
You were a little baby then,
I was such a baby. I was like, oh my god, big kids.
Yeah!
Like, I think seniors. I was with Caitlin. I think yeah, I was with Caitlin, you were. And we hung out with all of you guys, and it was so much fun, and then
you,
we
like, drove your car.
Yeah, I had my car, and then I don't know.
You literally just came to say hi, but you got to meet all my friends from high school. That was so
fun. That was the coolest thing. Like, your guy friends, your girlfriends. Yeah. Like, it was so cool seeing you with, like, different people because we had only known each other through,
we
like,
took pictures. There's some pictures of us somewhere.
There are some photos. It was so weird seeing you in, like, my town. Yeah. You know? Oh, uh-huh. I forgot about that.
That was a really, really fun time. We've seen each other in Florida, like, many times.
Yeah.
So remember the time before that we filmed, like, the collab video, the outfits?
Oh, my gosh.
The school outfits video. Yes. Yeah.
Actually, it was kind of good.
It was,
like,
honest.
With a nice camera.
Oh, yeah. No. I watched mine, like, a few years ago, and I was like, this is actually, like, lit.
I'm gonna watch it again for memes. I'll send you
Snapchats. Outfits are trash, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that we met in our preppy days. My friend Isabel asked me today, like, how you and I became friends. I was like, we were both preppy YouTubers, and we just, like, connected.
Yeah, we did, and we both did sleepaway camp videos, so.
Yep. I remember being like, you were at sleepaway camp, so did I.
But yeah. We're like, we have so much in common. Oh my god, perfect. Yeah.
Oh my god.
What are other spring breaks you
Well, I wrote down Clearwater Beach because in the past, like, if we didn't go anywhere, we'd just, like, go to Clearwater Beach, and it was so much fun. My senior year, we went on a cruise, me and, like, my three best friends. It was so much fun.
I remember that.
Yeah,
I saw it. No, I remember that.
No, yeah, for sure. It was really, really fun. I don't know if I'd necessarily do a Carnival cruise again, personally. The one that we did, it was just, I don't know, there weren't a lot of fun people on there. We didn't make, like, we were hoping to, like, make friends.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, like, we were, because you, like, you went with your family, and, like, for us, it was just, like, I don't know. It was really, really fun, though, and, like, went with our moms, and it was very, like, touristy, for sure. Like, we went to, like, Cozumel. And, like, stuff like that.
Well, cruises tend to be a little touristy.
Well, the reason we did it is because we thought we were going with, like, a group of 20 girls, and then we all, like, basically booked it, and then all the other girls kind of decided they wanted to do something else, which was fine, but then we were kind of like, okay, we have to do it. So it was just so fun. Like, we just made the best of it, and it was just so funny. Like,
so fun.
So funny. So, yeah, that's fine.
My past spring breaks, I guess, then from high school on, freshman year of college, went to Gulf Shores, Alabama, which is, like, a big Georgia tradition, but I feel like people aren't going this year.
No, I know. I went last year, and I thought it was a rite of passage, and no one went this year, or are going this year.
No, that was...
Everyone's going to Fort Lauderdale. All the freshmen are going to Fort
Really?
Lauderdale. Yeah, so you'll probably see some.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, I mean, it was a really good time.
It was really fun. It was wild.
I left intentionally, like, I was planning the whole time to leave halfway through to go to visit my grandma, who lives in Palm Beach, Florida, which was well needed. I needed to, like, cleanse my body with, like, hanging out with my grandma.
Yeah.
And then the next year I actually studied abroad, my sophomore year.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so I wrote down, because we did, like, kind of, it wasn't, like, the same spring break as, like, Georgia spring break, because our timeline was different, but we got a long weekend, so we had, I think, like, 4 or 5 days. So we went to Prague and Barcelona, and I wanted to say the places we stayed, because they were really cool. We stayed at the Hostel Santini in Prague. I don't think it was very nice, but mm-hmm. the location was phenomenal, so recommend that.
Location's key.
Yes. And then, coolest hostel ever, though, in Barcelona. It was the Casa Gracia Hostel, and there is a really good restaurant in that hostel, too. We stayed in hostels pretty much all the way through, and it was a good way to save money and a lot of fun. We met a lot of cool people, so love that.
Aww.
And then last year, oh my gosh, I'm just running through my whole life story here.
Yeah.
Last year I went to LA with a small group of friends. It was me, Maddie, Mariah, our friend Rachel, and our friend Jenny, and it was really fun. We stayed in an Airbnb.
It looked fun. You did all the LA things.
Yeah.
It was so cute. You hung out with Kenzie, right?
We did. I just love LA, so that was a really good, just, I was excited to go there. We were, like, debating between destinations, and that kind of is what it came to, and I was like, oh, sign me up, so.
Sign me up, baby.
Big fan.
Yeah. No, yeah, you've obviously had more spring breaks, I feel like, with friends because you've been in college longer. Oh, yeah. So I was, like, reflecting, and I was like, well... But, like, my sophomore and junior year, my high school, we had 2 weeks of spring break. It was amazing. So usually... So sophomore and... Or no, junior and senior year? Junior and senior year? No. I don't really know. 2 years of my high school life, one of the weeks of spring break, I did a college trip. 1 year, I did... a southern college trip with my school. They, like, organized it. Like, I've literally visited so many schools in a week. And then the other year, we did a northern college trip where I literally visited Harvard, Yale, and stuff. LOL. Fell in love with Yale. Wasn't for me, obviously. But that was really fun. I really enjoyed doing all those college tours. And, like, I've probably visited 30-plus schools in my entire life. Like, it's insane. And then this year, obviously, I'm going to Miami. Or Miami. Nope, not doing that. We're just
losing our minds.
Going to the Bahamas. But one of the years, like, literally, I don't even think it was in high school. My dad, my brother, and I went to the Florida Keys. It was so much fun. We, like, surfed. I caught a 6-foot lemon shark. It was lit.
Is that Key West? Is that called the Keys?
Well, Key West is the last one. Okay. There's Key Largo. There's Isle Mirada. There's, like, a ton, but it was really fun to just, like, do... I was basically on a guy's trip with my dad and my brother. That's fun. Was really, really fun. Aww. So, those are the ones that, like, the I boys. Remember. But I can't wait. I'm curious to where I'll go next year and the year after that.
Yeah, because junior year, senior year gets a little random. I mean, even in a sophomore year, because, yeah. It's fun. I love spring break. And you don't even have to travel anywhere cool to make it fun. It's just a fun time to have off from school.
And, I'm excited make your for the adventure. Summer, though, to see where we go and stuff. I think...
Me too.
I'm so excited for the summer.
We're trying to line up some fun things.
So. I know. Ah! I'm so excited.
Things are just all kind of in the works. It's, like, all kind of culminating soon. Okay, so I think we're going to hop over to Instagram and reflect on some of your Instagram questions we always ask you guys. So, like we said, follow at Gals on the Go podcast.
Woo!
Yeah. I noticed this one, and I think this is really interesting. How to get over rejection.
I know this is easier said than done, but whenever I get rejected, like, you're immediately like, whether it be from college, whatever it is, like, it's obviously just not for you. It's not in your path. It's not for your plan. And just know that in a few months, you'll realize why that was good for you. And that's, like, something that I immediately try and think of. What about you?
That's a really good tip. Yeah. I would say my immediate reaction to that is just, like, to move on and not dwell on it. I know that is so much easier said than done, but 100%. Just to be, like, literally, like, not to put in the words of Ariana Grande. Thank you, next. Like,
no,
literally,
that, like, song pick helps up, people now.
But you know what I mean? Like, pick up, move on, and no matter if it's romantically or if it's friends or work or whatever. I mean, I know it sucks. Rejection's one of the hardest things because...
Oh, it sucks.
Humans.
You put yourself out there. Like, I've had a couple friends lately come to me with, like, guy stuff where, like, they thought... they were on the same page and, like, they got ghosted. And, like, that really sucks.
That really does suck. And we have big egos as humans. So, like, hurting someone's ego is, like, really, really hurtful. So you're allowed to be upset about it. But at the same time, I would just say, like, yeah. And I know it could be hard because then you're like, I don't want to put myself out there again for whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But you just have to keep going. And, you know, rejection is literally a part of life. Like, if you never fail, then you never
tried hard like, enough and stuff.
That's so How true. Do you know that you're succeeding if you've never failed to, like, look back and be like, oh, like, look, those are all the times I failed. Now I'm, like, here.
You know? No, yeah. Even if, like, you just, like, have not as good parts of your life, like, when you're at a really good part of your life, you can remember that and be like, wow, like, I'm so thankful. Like, it makes you even more thankful. Kind of what we were talking about earlier, it makes you more grateful. Someone said, how to stay positive when super busy socially and academically? I liked that question.
Yeah, I like that question,
something
too.
Something, I don't know, this might not make any sort of sense, but when, like, let's say it's, like, a really crazy week school-wise, and, like, I have a ton of assignments, my friends have a ton of assignments or tests and stuff, we'll, like, go get a study room in the Miller Learning Center, or we'll, like, all meet up, and it's just kind of the camaraderie of, like, all being stressed together. We'll, like, have laughs about it and just be like, yep, I'm wearing sweats and a t-shirt all day. It's just gonna be one of those days, and just, like, you know, be happy about the breaks, like taking a lunch break and just, like, kind of unpacking it all. I don't know, just kind of, like, surrounding yourself with friends still and being in a positive community.
That was good. That was a great answer. Oh, this one is good. Advice on finding roommates. And I have a big tip for this. I think with the intention, because I think a lot of people go into it with the wrong intention, like, very excited for college. Like, I want my roommate to be my everything, like, my BFF. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to be so similar. I think just going for the approach of, like, we're going to live together well. Maybe it's that.
That's true.
Maybe it's that you're both morning people. You're both, like, up early. So this way, if you're loud in the room, it's not that big of a deal. Maybe it's that you both, you know, are athletes or whatever it is. So you're going to motivate each other to go to the gym. You don't have to be best friends with your roommate. I think going into it, I definitely went into it with that intention completely. Yeah. I was just like so excited for college that I for some reason assumed that your roommate's your best friend. I don't know why. Yeah, I thought
we were going to do everything together.
Yeah, right? I think you kind of come to that conclusion.
Yeah, so. We're still pals, but like we're definitely not like each other's like best friends ever.
Completely agree. Love you, Hannah, but yeah.
No, yeah, love you, Delaney. Done.
You know,
oh my gosh, so many Delaney's in my life.
So many Delaney's. But yeah, I would say just go into it with an open mind too, and know that they might be a little bit different than you or different from, you know, it's a, like be more accepting of other people's like backgrounds and different cultures and stuff. You don't mm-hmm. have to be the same on paper. You could totally be different, just as long as you could live well together.
I agree. Which Gossip Girl character are you most like?
Oh my god. I don't know.
I just thought of it. I would like say I'm kind of Blair, but I'm not fully Blair. Yeah. Let's make each other. Let's do each other's.
Oh my gosh, stop.
It's hard because Serena's so Serena. Blair's I know. So Blair. Then I'm like, okay, there's like Vanessa, but I don't like Vanessa.
I really honestly would prefer to not relate to any of the Gossip Girl characters because they all have such extreme flaws.
Yeah, they have such extreme personalities, such extreme flaws. Yeah, I don't know.
I could so see you being like a Blair type though, with the outfits and everything.
I really was.
And the type A and
No, the type A is what I would like relate to most.
Yeah.
But I like Serena's style more, I guess. I don't really know. I don't really know what I
haven't guess. Thought about that since like high school.
Georgina, no, I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh. No, she's like a snake, God.
She's a snake. There's a snake in my boot.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we'll answer one more because this has been a lengthy podcast episode.
Oh, thanks. I wasn't sure. Okay.
Thanks for sticking with us, you guys. Since y'all work out so often, how do you get ready and move on to the next thing of the day so fast?
I really like that question because I feel like both you and I sometimes like do midday workouts.
I do. I didn't end up working out before this, which I normally do. That's part of my routine, but you know what I mean.
We're doing the workout tonight together instead.
Yeah, love that.
It's more ideal to work out at night or in the morning, obviously, but sometimes with the schedule, you just got to do it midday. My Dyson hair blow dryer has killing the game recently. If I have to come back and shower, I blow dry my hair so fast. But usually if I can, I just always have body mist and deodorant on hand. It depends on how much I sweat that day.
Yeah, I always sweat in my workout class. I know it's kind of gross, but I will, like, I just plan to run errands afterwards being sweaty and everything. Nothing too extreme if it's, I have to, you know, go see a friend or whatever it may be. I would not go to class sweaty, though. So I really just try to fit in my workout around my day plans.
Yeah.
Evening, big fan of the evening workouts and stuff like that. But I
love night workouts because then you come back, you shower, and, like, uh-huh. you get your PJs on. You're like, oh, yeah. I did well today.
I also go out with, like, wet hair and stuff, too. Like, I never really overthink it.
Depends on what I'm doing. Your hair dries nicely. My hair just dries so crazy.
Uh-huh.
So
into like the harder. Casual looks these days too, so that's why it just makes it easy to like run out the door.
I like it
looking how I look.
I think I need some coffee. I should have drank some before this episode. Sorry guys if I'm more mellow today.
Are you more I guess you're a little more mellow today. Yeah, that's okay. Like we're in a chill mood. So thank you guys so much for listening to Gals on the Go today. We would love to hear your spring break plans, so well you should totally share them with us on at Gals on the Go podcast on Instagram, and also in the secret Facebook group. We'll do a little chat there. And
thank you guys so much for listening. I hope this got you guys excited for spring break. Do you remember when that was like a thing? Spring break. What was that, like 3 years ago?
What wasn't that from a movie? You know that movie Spring Breakers? Weren't they like spring break?
Oh yeah, say that movie was like that's weird. Why. Actually,
I know I only watched the beginning.
I couldn't
and I turned
get
off.
Into
it.
It's weird.
It's totally weird.
But yeah, we're excited. Get excited for next week's episode. We're recording with our special guest this Wednesday, and then it'll be up next Wednesday, obviously. So woo! Love you guys so much.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you guys all next time.
Bye.